You don't have to buy jerseys. You're good.
What's the conversation been like with Demaryius Randle today?
Oh, man, it's been interesting, man. He's definitely did a couple things that the dog pound does not like. But, you know, it's something that he has to deal with. And I think to us it's something that we laugh and joke about, and definitely something that we have to continue to watch for. Just anything that we do within the media, you know what I mean? So I think that we have to take a stance and own where we're at in our stumping grounds. And, you know, if you do have other opinions, try to keep those off Twitter.
you were in Oakland a year ago. Have you switched allegiances?
You know, I just kind of answered that question. So, you know, we're going to move forward with that.
Offer any low interest loans for these jerseys?
No, I'm cool on my stance. I'm cool.
Any chance you try to hop in and maybe just put a retweet on there for a chance?
I think I might retweet it, give me a jersey too, you know. So, you know, that's something, like I said, again, we laugh and joke about. But, you know, all seriousness, when we get on this field, it's all about dog pound football. It's all about the Browns and us preparing each day in and day out.
Have you learned anything just from observing the way this is blown up about Cleveland fans?
You know, I think that the dog pound and the fan base that they have is exceptionally, just in the standpoint that they're so loyal. You know, these are, you know, fans that are willing to stand by you when things are not going as well, when it's cold, when it's snowing. Those are loyal fans, you know. And those are some of the fans that are excited, and they're waiting for us to really embrace this 2018 season and really give them something to continue to root for and continue to come out and be loyal to who they are.
TJ, we saw a couple examples today of Denzel Ward's vertical leap in a couple of plays.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw it, but
oh, yeah.
What are your observations of him so far in doing his job as a rookie?
Very savvy rookie, very savvy. He plays very confident. I think that when you come into this league, confidence is probably one of your biggest friends in the sense that, you know, you're playing with grown men. And if you're not confident within, you know, who you are as yourself, you lose that ability to play instinctively and very fast. And as you can see, you know, he's played exceptionally well today. He had a number of pass breakups, a number of great plays that he made out there. And that's something that we as a defensive back feed off of, is continuing to make plays. And we're always going to embrace those things, you know, no matter who it is. And so from that standpoint, you know, I continue to encourage him and do well. You know, this is a competition. Just because he may not be where he wants to be right now, is if he keep making plays like that, I mean, the cream always rises to the top.
He's very soft-spoken behind the mic. Is he soft-spoken on the field?
I think right now, from a rookie standpoint, and I can speak for myself, when I first came in, it was always trying to learn everything. You know, try to be more of an observant to your surroundings. You know, make sure that you're learning who the leaders are, who are the vocal players, how the coaches respond to certain things. And so I think right now he's just trying to take it all in. And most of the time, you're most comfort in your comfort zone when you're able to just sit back, watch, and really feel everything. But I'm pretty sure he'll come out that shell pretty soon.
Yeah. With so many new corners, I mean, it feels like the whole cornerback room is new from last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you figure out, or how does Greg figure out how to use all of you guys, and even the order, the depth chart, who's going to be out there first and second?
I think our play is going to speak for that. I think that, you know, Coach Williams, he's unorthodox in a way that he's always actually switching the depth chart up, you know. So you come into work and, you know, you might not be where you're expected to be, but, you know, I think he wants to see how you rise within those situations, and he wants to see which players can handle which situations, which players are able to go against, you know, the good receivers and the receivers that we have here and the shifty ones. So, you know, it's in a sense that, you know, he's so unorthodox, it's keeping us all on our P's and Q's on everybody coming out here and trying to dominate. And I think that's the biggest thing, and that's something that we all have feeding off of.
Would it throw you if you're with the ones for 2 weeks in a row and then all of a sudden you're with the twos on the depth chart? I mean, would that throw you personally, or
you know what? That's already happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, that's an unorthodox thing that he does, and I've kind of seen it differently from a standpoint where he's moving everybody up and out. So you just never know.
How does that sit with you, the fact that he kind of has you guys go, not necessarily against one another, but you're just not sure where you stand?
I think in my standpoint, it makes me want to raise my level of game and my competition every day, because you just never know. And if you continue to go out there and make plays, then you won't have nothing to worry about when it comes to training camp.
Just from the standpoint, everybody's curious about number one overall draft pick. You mind sharing a take on Mayfield?
I think he's been able to play very exceptional so far. He's really done a good job of picking up the system. He has a very strong arm, and he always goes to his best reads in the sense that he's not trying to force things in there. So I think that's a very unique character for a rookie coming in his statue.
Thank you.
No problem.
Did you mostly play in the slot the last couple of years, or did you play?
I played in the slot last year mostly, and then the year before I played outside. So I've gotten a good mix on playing both positions. I played a little safety as well. So I've kind of been in every unique situation, and I think that's really allowed me to see the game from a lot of different perspectives and the different viewpoints, because from safety you're seeing it one way, from corner you're seeing it one way, and from nickel you're seeing it a different way. So now being here playing corner and nickel, continuing to sharpen those skills and abilities.
Fair to say in today's game you have to be able to play both, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. Today's game, it's all about having three number one corners. And I think so many years ago it was always just about having two. But, you know, now with offenses being able to spread the field out with so many different receivers, you have to have at least three corners that can play. And the nickel spot is a very important key, because you're not only communicating with the safeties and the corners, but you're also communicating with the linebackers. So he has to be smart and savvy in the sense that he knows where everybody's supposed to be and what everybody's doing.
Is it fair to say it's too early to know exactly where you'll play the most snaps here in this defense?
I think it is. I think for this most part, you know, I think Coach Williams is he's been able to put us all in a different variety of situations, and seeing where we fit up and where he can fit best put us in those situations. And so I think now it's just, you know, we're going to throw everything at him. We're going to put him all in type of situations and see who's able to take it the best, and then move into training camp with somewhat of an ideal spot for everybody.